Patrick Mahomes was the clear winner of the Associated Press's Most Valuable Player Award, announced Thursday evening at the NFL Honors Program in Phoenix. Mahomes got 48 of 50 first-place votes. The other two went to Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen. Dak Prescott won the NFL's Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, a recognition of his work off the field, primarily through his Faith Fight Finish Foundation. It focuses on research into colon cancer, which took his mother Peggy in 2013, as well as suicide prevention following the death of his brother Jace in 2020. And the medical and athletic training staff of the Bills and Bengals and some of the staff from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center that saved Buffalo safety Damar Hamlin's life were also recognized on stage during Thursday night's program. Good morning. It's Friday, February 10th. This is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcor. Oklahoma and Texas have agreed in principle to pay the Big 12 a total of $100 million to join the SEC in 2024, a year earlier than they had originally intended. The conference made the announcement Thursday night. The agreement is subject to the final approval from the Oklahoma and Texas governing boards. And while the price tag, a fee that the league is describing as foregone distributable revenues, in other words, they're not writing a check, seems like a hefty amount to pay for the early exit, both schools are expected to be able to partially offset the cost with future revenues. On July 1st of this year, the Big 12 will officially add BYU, Central Florida, Cincinnati, and Houston, and it will compete as a 14-team league for the upcoming season. Both sides were interested in finding a way for OU and Texas to leave early, but when the athletic directors and presidents met last week in Dallas, there was no resolution. It was a quick change that even surprised some leadership within the league on Thursday afternoon. Two sources told ESPN that instead of multiple games and pick swaps, which were a big part of the initial negotiations, the agreement came down to cash. A portion of the more than $100 million in exit fees will go to Fox to compensate for the equivalent of seven lost Texas and Oklahoma football games. ESPN holds the entire rights to the SEC starting in 2024, which is the same season USC and UCLA are heading to the Big Ten, and the college football playoff is expanding to 12 teams. The SEC had a nearly 4% decline in revenue during fiscal year 2022, a rare, small, and likely temporary setback to its position of financial power in college sports. The conference's total revenue was just over $802 million for the year ending August 31st of 2022. It reported $833.4 million in revenue for fiscal year 2021. Even with the decline, its first in at least 10 years, the SEC is likely to be far ahead of every Power 5 conference except the Big Ten in total revenue for 2022. The decline meant the distributions to its 14-member schools averaged about $49.9 million per school, a decrease of about $4.7 million compared to the distributions the conference reported for fiscal year 2021. Most of the decline in the SEC's 2022 revenue and distributions can be attributed to each school having received a $4 million share of a signing bonus that the conference got when it signed a new football TV deal with ESPN in December of 2020, which put that money into the fiscal 2021 cycle. MLB is preparing to take over telecasts from Sinclair and Diamond Sports Group if the broadcasting network and the RSNs it operates fail to make payments for local broadcasting rights to 14 teams. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said, "You should assume that if Diamond doesn't broadcast, we'll be in a position to step in. Our goal would be to make the games available not only within the traditional cable bundle, but also on the digital side." Manfred added, "Our number one goal in terms of preparations is that if some reason Diamond isn't broadcasting, that we want to be in a position to make sure our fans are going to get their games." At least five serious bidders are preparing to do battle in a bid to buy Manchester United, with British billionaire Jim Ratcliffe stepping up his interest by involving major investment banks JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs. Ratcliffe remains the only potential buyer to have so far gone public on his desire to buy the Premier League club. But the cost, with the Glazer family expecting more than $6 billion, would take a huge chunk of his fortune. He is understood to have sought potential partners. Meanwhile, a fund linked to the Qatari royal family remains undecided on whether to bid. The Rain Group has received plenty of interest, even if some has been limited to making an investment rather than a full-scale takeover. But sources believe that there is sufficient interest to secure a price acceptable to the Glazer family. Veteran sports marketer Nick Kelly has accepted the top sponsorship job at Verizon, sources told our Terry Lefton. Kelly should start as soon as next week as VP of Sponsorship and Partnerships at the telco tech brand. He will report to John Nitti, the SVPs of Strategic Partnerships, New Business Development, and Chief Investment Officer at Verizon Ventures. Kelly could not be reached for comment, but is expected to be based in Manhattan. We'll close on a programming note. In a bonus edition of the Marshan and Aran Sports Media Podcast, the NFL's Chief Media and Business Officer Brian Rolapp joins the podcast just 3 days before the Super Bowl to discuss the league's media strategy, including its blockbuster Sunday ticket deal with Google YouTube. Rolapp outlines how the deal came about and discusses how the Sunday ticket package may change after spending nearly 30 years on DirecTV. Rolapp also answers questions about the NFL's push to find a company to partner on the NFL's media properties, including NFL Network, Red Zone Channel, and NFL.com. You can download the Marshan and Aran Sports Media Podcast, including this bonus edition, on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And that's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Friday. I hope everyone has a great day, an even better weekend, and we'll see you back here Monday morning.